Today's daf is daf yud. We're going to start at the bottom of Ted Amud Bet at the two dots. Kamatz b'smol. If the Kohen does the kmitza with his left hand, it's pasul. So the Gemara wants to know, we saw there was a machloket in the Mishnah whether that could be fixed. Now the Gemara is going to talk about Tanakama's opinion. If you do it b'smol, it's no good. Menani mili, where do we get this from? Amar b'zered amar krav, v'yekrev et hamincha v'yimalei kapo mimena. It says that you have to bring the mincha and he fills his hand with it. Kaf ze'ini odeyamau. How do we know what this kaf is, whether it's yamin or small? So they're going to learn it out from the mitzora. Just to give you a little background, the mitzora has to bring an asham, a chatat, and an ola. The asham is always going to be a lamb, the guilt offering, and with that we have the blood and the oil, which we put on the bohen yado yamanit, the bohen raglo yamanit, and the ozen, the tnuch ozen. Remember, on his finger, on his right finger, on his right foot, and on the right ear of the mitzora. First the dam, then the oil. We'll get into the details of this later today. That all is the same no matter what kind of mitzora, whether you're a mitzora who has money to pay for it or you're a mitzora who doesn't have a lot of money. He's a poor mitzora. The chatat and the ola are going to depend on whether you're wealthy or poor, and then the wealthier one is going to bring animals for the chatat and the ola, and the less wealthy one is going to bring birds. So the Torah specifies what the rich one has to do and what the poor one has to do. In specifying it, you would have assumed that the Torah, to do it simply, you would just say, this is what the ola everybody brings, and the log shemen, and the oil, and the blood, it would be explained once. But in fact, and then they would describe the differences between the chatat and the ola, but in fact, it describes the entire process, and which leads to a lot of repetition, because they repeat all the details about the blood and the oil offerings that they do, even though it's not going to be necessary. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try to figure out why does it have all these extra things. So in the beginning, the Gemara is going to try to prove from the Mitzora how we know that the kapo in the kmitza is Yad Yamin, and that's because by the Mitzora it says, V'lakacha kohen miloga shemen, this is the pasuk by the rich one, which is mentioned first, V'yatzak al kafa kohen asmalit. So what are we going to infer from here? Kan smalit ha komakom shenemar kaf eino ele yamin. From here you can infer that what? Since it says the kafa smalit, therefore it had to specify smalit because it's to teach you that any other time it just says kaf without anything, it means yamin. So now they say v'ham abayle legufe, but don't we need that to teach you that it's done in the left? And it doesn't necessarily mean that every other time it's the right. So they say, for that, so you're right. The first one is legufe. But smalit achrin aktiv. Okay, so now it's going to say smalit four times. Okay, the reference, we're going to talk about the four times. The first time is about the dam of the ashir. It's put on, I'm confusing it now with the... with the Yemanit part. We're going to darshan the four smalits, which is they take lakacha kohen miloga shemen v'yatzaka kafa kohen asmalit. They pour it into his kafa smalit. Then when the other kohen dips his finger into it, it says v'tavala kohen et etzba'o ha-yemanit. Sorry, the same kohen. We talked about this yesterday. It's the same kohen. So when that kohen now takes his etzba yemanit and he dunks it into ashera kapo ha-smalit. Now, obviously, if he's dumping it into his kaf, it's going to be obvious it's into the kaf where the oil is, which is the smalit. So the fact that the Torah repeats it here, we're going to be able to darshan that. So now they're saying, we're going to darshan when the second time it says smalit, that must be telling you that every time it says kaf, it means yamin. So now they say, ve'ema emiyut achar miyut ela l'rabot. But don't we say that when we have a miyut and another miyut, that means l'rabot. And what do we think it's going to be mirabeh here? It's going to be mirabeh that even though it says he's supposed to pour it into his small, maybe he can also pour it into his yamin. So now they say, no, we can't darshan that because smalit achrin aktiv. But we have a third place where it says smalit, and that's when it talks about if he doesn't have a lot of money, then it says again, umen hashem nitzoka kohen al kafa kohen asmalit, even though we already said it by the rich one. And then, again, further, we're going to get to the fourth one in a minute. I'll already read you the pasuk. It says, v'yizak kohen be'etzboa yimanit min hashem an asher al kapo asmalit. So again, we're going to have the exact same pasuk. So the third time we're going to say is coming to teach you that, again, that it's, this kaf is small, but any other kaf will be yamin. So now they say no, because kan smalit ve sorry. So then we'd say smalit achri nektiv to teach you kan smalit ve enachir smalit. And they say no ve ema adraba. No, maybe the third time is coming to teach you ma kan smalit af ba'al manami smalit. If we say that emiut acharmiut ela l'rabot, what do we assume it meant? The second reference is to include. What's it including? We assumed it was going to include that you could even pour the oil into the yamin. But now we're going to say, maybe the third time is coming to teach you, no, it's coming to define the ribui. The ribui isn't about the mitzvah itself. The ribui is about any time it mentions kaf, it means even yamin. And that's going to teach, I'm sorry, so every time it says kaf, it's going to mean small. Just like it's small here by the mitzvah, maybe it means it there. Therefore, we're going to say, no, it's, right, so the third one could be coming to teach us makan smalit af ba'alma, any kaf is going to also be left, and that's the riboy. So the answer is no. Arba'as smalit ktiva. Now the fourth one is going to come say, no. This is clearly only by the mitzvah. Once we have it four times, it's going to be obvious. Tre ani v'tre ashir, right? Two by the ani and two by the ashir. And that's from the pasuk, kapo hasmalit. Okay, so then we're going to say, right, that the fourth one is going to come to teach you that it's only, in this case, that it's small, otherwise it would be a mean. Amar leh Rabbi Yirmiyahu leh Rabbi Zera. Now that we're darshaning these psukim, we're now going to talk about what about all the times it talks about where you have to put the dam and the shemen on the bo'an yado yamanit and bo'an raglo yamanit, etc. So Amar leh Rabbi Yirmiyahu leh Rabbi Zera, al bo'an yado yamanit, al bo'an raglo yamanit, dechtiv, Lamali. Okay, now here the assumption is going to be that where it says it also by the shemen of the Mitzorah Ashir and also by the Mitzorah Ani, why do we need to again repeat that part? Chal lahachshir tzedim v'chal lifsol tzidei tzedim. One is to say, how did we assume? The Mitzorah puts out his hand, and when you put out your hand to get the blood and the oil put on you, what are we going to assume? That it's going to be on where your fingernail is face up. So now they're going to say the first time it says Abonya Don Yamanit is to tell you. Now, what's the issue here? The issue is, I should get more specific. It says that you put the dam on the right finger, the right foot, and the right ear. Then it says, and we put the shemen in the same places, on the right ear, the right finger, the right toe. And then it also, I'm sorry, the right ear, the right and the right toe. It also says where you put the dam, where you put the blood. So once you say where you put the blood, you don't need it anymore to tell you exactly where to put it. So now they say, what does it come to tell you then? The shemen can be put on the sides of the fingers, not only on top. But the second reference is to teach you it can't be put on the other side of your finger. Okay, if you were to flip your hand upside down, it can't be put there. That's tzidei tzedim. So one is to say it includes the tzedim, and the second one is to say it cancels out the tzidei tzedim. So the two references we're referring to here are when it talks about the oil for the rich and the oil for the poor. Now we're going to talk about, in one pasuk by the Ashir, it says you should put it al dam hasham. The oil should go where the blood was. On top, it sounds like on top of the blood. And in the Mitzorah Ani, the poor one, it says, Al Makom Dam Hashem, in the place where you put the blood Hashem. So Lamaya, too, why do we need both these psukim? So they say, Hani Tzriche, we need them both. Why? Ika Tabrachmana Al Dam Hashem, Hava Amina Itein Nitkan Leachlo. You would have thought, because it says on the blood, that only if the blood's still there, but if you wiped off the blood already, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. You'd have to put the blood back again. Katav Rahmana al Makom. Therefore, it says on the place where the blood was. The I Katav Rahmana al Makom. And if it just said the place where it was, Havamina Dafka Nitkanech. You would have assumed only in the place where you put it in, you Dafka have to clean the blood off. Why? Why would you have to clean it? Aval Ite, if the blood is still there, Ema Havi Chatzitza. It would be a Chatzitza because it's not actually going on his finger because the blood is in the way. Ka Mashmalan. And that's why it teaches you Al Dam Hashem. Okay? And it gives you both psukim to teach you that whether the blood's there or whether the blood's not there. Amar Rava, Me'achar dechtiv al dam ha'asham va'al makom dam ha'asham. Okay, so now that we know it already says al dam ha'asham and makom dam ha'asham. Uktiva yimanit b'dam, abon yadoa yimanit, abon ragla yimanit. Uktivi, and it already says by dam, that's supposed to be done on the right. Uktivi b'shemen d'mitzora ashir va'ani lamali. So now when it says, okay, now we already darshan this. So what are we asking? Now we're saying, well, the the extra word, in other words, yes, it's true that we have, that we already explained why you need to say, abo en yado yimanit, and all that. That was to teach you, lachshir tzadim ulifsol tzidei tzadim, but you didn't need all the words. You could have just said, abo en yado, abo en raglo. So now, why do we say yimanit? What do we learn from here? Ela amarava, yad, I'm sorry, why not yimanit, why do you need yad? Specifically the word yad. So Ela Marava, Yad Yad Lekmitza, Rega Rega Lechalitza, Ozen Ozen Leritzia. The reason you have to say each of these things is to teach you. Yad teaches you where it says Yad and Kmitza. There's actually a big debate here what exactly the Yad and Kmitza is. The main pasuk is really Kaf, and it's not Yad. So but some people say it's Yad and Kaf are together, which is strange, because usually Xer Sheva would have to be the same word. Other people find the pasuk in Kmitza where it also talks about the Yad, even though it's not exactly a direct pasuk, but they learn from there. That, just like that's Yamin, this also has to be Yamin. Rega Rega Lechalitza, it says Regal by Chalitza, by Yechlotz Na'alo Me'al Raglo. So the Regal in Chalitza has to be Yamin. And Ozen Ozen Leritzia, when you pierce the ear of the Eved who wants to stay with his master after 6 years. Smalit lemayata. So what about the word smalit now? Now we're going back to the word smalit. Remember, it said it twice. It says he puts it in his kaf smalit, and then it says he also dips into the oil that's in the kaf smalit. So it didn't really need to say that. Lemayate, what's it coming to teach? I'm Rav Shisha Braid Rav Idi, lifsol yamin de kohen b'mitzora. Okay, to teach you that you can't pour it into the yamin, it's going to be pasul. Shelo tomar, why would you have thought maybe you could do it yamin even though it says small? It'd be obvious, because you might have said, b'makom shelo nidrabta small, nidrabta yamin, since in the case where you can't use small, you can use yamin, which is all the other avodot. Makom shenidrabta small, eino din shenidrabta yamin. So therefore, in a place where we allow small, maybe you can also do it in your yamin. That's why the second reference comes to tell you, no, it has to be small. V'idach smalit lemayata. So what are the other smalits coming for? Because remember, there were four. This is a different approach to how to darshan these smalits. L'chedetana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Why do we have a different approach here? Because we already, if we learn yad yad l'kmitza, then we know the whole thing before was how do we darshan? The kmitza has to be done with your right. So they say we darshan it from the small, that they're small and not there. But if we darshan yad yad l'kmitza, then we don't need the smalit to teach us the kmitza is done by yamin. So what do we need it for? So the one is to say, the second one is to say that you can't do the, you can't pour the shemen into the small of the kohen, right hand of the kohen, like you might have thought. And what about the third reference, or the fourth, the third and the fourth? L'chedetana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Kol parsha she'ne'emra v'nishnet, lo nishnet ela b'shvil davar she'nitchadesh ba. He says very simply, there's no reason to darshan these at all. The reason we repeat it is because we repeat it. I was thinking of a sitter. Sometimes sidurim, there's all different types of sidurim. The sidurim that repeat things, and the sidurim that say, oh, go to that page and you'll read it there. Right? They don't do the whole, like in a machzor, it's classic, in a machzor of shloshet regalim. There's a lot of things, right? They'll just make you flip back and forth. They're not going to give you the whole tefillah of chol, and then the whole tefillah of Shabbat, and the whole tefillah of, you know, chol ha-moed. They just say, oh, go look at that, right? Go move to that page. So what he's saying is, no, here they repeated it. They wanted to make it like a machzor where they repeat everything and they make it much simpler for you. So they repeat the entire process and there's nothing to darshan from those extra two references. Amar Rab Bar Chan, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kol makom shenemra etzba v'kiuna. Here's another thing about yamin. Whenever it says etzba and kiuna, we've learned this in Zvachim already, eina ele yamin. It's to teach you when it says etzba and the kohen, it has to be done with yad yamin. When they first heard this statement of his, they assumed he meant you need both etzba and kahuna in order to know that it's yamin. Kedichtiv, like it says, v'lakacha koin midama chatat be'etzba'o, and there you have koin and etzba. V'gamar mi'mitzora, and also by mitzora, dichtiv, v'tavala koin et etzba'o yamini, you have koin and you have etzba. Hare k'mitza, but k'mitza delo k'tiva ba ela kahuna. Utnan kamatz b'smol pasul. But then they realized the kmitza only had kuna. It didn't have etzba, and yet it's pasul b'smol. So Amar Rava, o etzba, o kahuna. So Rava says it's either etzba or it's kahuna. Amar Le Abaye, but wait, if you say it's o etzba, o kahuna, and that means you mean, I have a case where it says one, and you could do it with small. And not only that, you do it with small. What is that? Amar Le Abaye, reho lachat evarim lakevesh, when they would bring the parts of the body, parts of the animal, after they finished doing the blood, they were bringing the parts of the animal to burn on the mizbeach. Dechtibu kiuna, dechtibi kriva kohen etakol mizbecha. He brings everything to the mizbeach. Va'amar mar, and the question is, what does he krive? We was taught about this. Zohalachat evarim lakevesh. This is carrying the evarim to the ramp. Utnan haregel shayamim b'smol ubeit ora lachutz. You take the regal of the yamin and you put it in your left hand, and that's because on the right hand he's carrying the head, which is a more important part of the animal. And the skin part is facing out. Now, the part where they made the cut is facing in, and the skin part is facing out. Ki amrinan, so here you have only Kohen, and yet it's done. I'm sorry, you have only Kohen, and it's done with small. And we just said, O Kohen, O Etzba, we teach you yamin. So, ki amrinan, O Etzba, O Kehuna, bidavar hama'akev kapara. So now they say, ah. What do we have? On the one hand, we have kmitza, which has to be done with yamin. It only says kohen. And here, we only have kohen, and it can be done with small. So what do we say? There's a difference between halachat evarim lakevesh, because that's not something that's makev kapara. You can get kapara even if you don't do that part. But the kmitza, you don't get kapara unless you do the kmitza. So now they have a question on this. Barei kabbalah, but kabbalat adam is davar makev kaparahu. Bekata bakuhuna, and it only says kahuna. And it's makev kapara, dichti, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim et adam, zo kabbalat adam, utnan, kibel b'smol pasal, v'Rabbi Shimon machshir. What do you see here? Rabbi Shimon says it's kasher, even though kabbalat adam is something that's a critical part of the avoda, and it's makev. If you don't do that, you can't pour the blood. And Rabbi Shimon says you could do it b'smol, and it only says kuna, so now we're going to knock out our shita. So first of all, they say, oh, the Rabbi Shimon kamarta, Rabbi Shimon tarte bai. That's only Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He says, he disagrees with this approach. That approach was Tanakama. This Rabbi Shimon says you need both etzba and kuna in order to make it, and that's exactly why he said the kibel b'smol is kasher. Umi bai Rabbi Shimon tarte. Does Rabbi Shimon really need etzba and kuna in order to say it to mean? V'hatanya, we have a brayta now that contradicts. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Makom Shneimra Yad, Eina Eli Yamin. It says Yad, it means Yamin. Etzba, Eina Eli Yamin. If it says Etzba, then you only need Yamin. So what do you see here? Etzba is enough for him. He doesn't need both. So now they say very simply, Etzba lo baya kuhuna, kuhuna baya Etzba. In other words, all the cases we brought until now were cases where it only said Kohen. He says if it only says Kohen, that doesn't mean Yamin. That's why Kabbalah can be done with small. But if it says etzba, then we know etzba has to be yamin. Ela, kohen lamali. So then why do we have kohen if it's not coming to teach you that it's pasul? So what do we need that for? Bikihuno. It says he has to have his big day kihuna on him. That Rabbi Shimon thinks is ma'akev. Barbe zrika. But now we have another problem. We have zrika de lokata be'ela kihuna. Utnan zarak b'smol pasul v'lo palig Rabbi Shimon. But if Rabbi Shimon holds kahuna is not enough to say it needs smol, we have a case. Right? We keep just bringing other cases. We have a case of zrika, where what does it say? Zrika says only kahuna. It doesn't say etzba. According to that, what would Rabbi Shimon say? It's kasher. But we have a braita that says zarak b'smol pasul. I'm sorry, a mishnah says zarak b'smol pasul, and we don't see Rabbi Shimon disagreeing there. So what do we say? Abaye palig bibatraita. Abaye. Abaye says no. Palig bibraita. Abaye says Rabbi Shimon is cholik in a braita. In other words, it doesn't say so in the Mishnah, but he actually disagrees. And we see from a source in the braita, right, which is a source from the time of the Tanaim that didn't make it into the Mishnah, but it has equal status, and it shows that Rabbi Shimon is cholek there, which basically doesn't knock out our theory then. Titani kibel b'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon machshir, okay, Kabbalah, they have a machloket like we saw, and zarak b'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon machshir. Okay, so basically we have these two different approaches. One is Rabbi Shimon who says, if it says etzba, you need yamin. If it says kahuna, you don't need yamin. And we have Tanakama who says, either etzba or kuna is going to mean that you need yamin. Ve'ela. So now we have another question. Rabbi explained before that according to Chachamim, if it said kuna or etzba, it means yamin. So therefore, we're going to have a question. Alahadama Rabbi, yad yad l'kmitza lamali, mikuna nafka. Why did Rabbi then say that you need the yad yad to kmitza, to teach you the kmitza has to be done with yamin, when we already know that it says kohen by yamin, and that would teach us that it's enough to have that kmitza would have to be done by yamin. So now he's going to say, Chad, there's two stages in the Kmitza. And one is going to teach about one stage, and one is going to teach about the other. Chad l'kometz, that the Kmitza itself has to be done by Yamin. The Chad l'kiddush kometz, if you remember, we talked about, the Kmitza then has to be put in a clay sharet. So now we put it in a clay sharet, that also has to be done by Yamin. That it has to go from his Yamin into the kli. Right, that's the, I think that's what we're talking about. Shiasa b'yamin. Right. In other words, he can't put the kmitza into his left hand and from there put it into the kli sharet. Also, the kiddush kometz has to be done with his yad yamin. Now, we're going to have a question, though. Le Rabbi Shimon, okay, there's a machloket about how to understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion in a Mishnah in Daf Kafav. We're going to see it later when we get to Kafav. But it says, if you don't put the kmitza in a kli sharet, it's pasul, and Rabbi Shimon is machshir. So there's two ways to understand this shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yannai says that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to put the kmitza in a kli sharet at all. It can go straight from the kohen's hand onto the burn on the mizbech. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak disagrees, and he thinks it has to go in a kli sharet. It's just the question is, does it have to go from the kli sharet directly onto the fire, or can the kohen take it out of the kli sharet and with his hand put it on the fire? So we're going to see according to both approaches. According to Rabbi Shimon, delo by kiddush kometz. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need it to be sanctified in a kli sharet. Ulaman da amar nami de by kiddush kometz to Rabbi Shimon. Ubismolach shurei michshurei yad yad de Rav Alamli. So now we're going to say, either we say according to Rabbi Shimon that you don't need it doesn't even need to go in a kli sharet. In which case, the second reference, remember we had yad yad l'kmitza and we had the Yadoa Yimanit, which we're going to learn from, the Yad Yad L'Kmitza and then the Kohen, the word Kohen, which is going to teach us that it needs to be done by Yad Yamin. So according to Rabbi Shimon, and then we said, so one is for the Kmitza itself and one is for the Kiddush Kli. So if you say, according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't even need to go into Klei Sharet, or Lemanda Amar Nami Dibai Kiddush Kometz, even if you say it needs a Kiddush Kometz, but even according to that opinion, Rabbi Shimon would say, we already learned this, that it's kasher b'smol. So yad yad de Rav Alamali. So what do we need this reference yad yad for to teach you the kmitza's yamin? So ila kmitza gufe, maybe it means the kmitza itself has to be yamin. But that we can't say, it doesn't work because, right, that would be obvious. According to Rabbi Shimon, maybe that's what it is. It's just the kmitza itself. So, but that, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, me to Rabbi Yehuda Barei, to Rabbi Chia Nafka. Rabbi Shimon, we already know that Rabbi Shimon learns it from a drasha that Rabbi Yehuda Barei, Rabbi Nachman teaches, which is, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barei, to Rabbi Chia, my time at Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason that Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't need to go into Klei Sharet? Damar Kra, Kodesh Kodashimu, Kachatat Vekasham. Now, this is a bit strange pasuk. This is Kodesh Kodashimu, like the Chatat and like the Asham. And why it could just say like the chatat, or just like the asham. Why would you need to say both? Once you know it's like a chatat, you know it's also like an asham. So they teach here that there's two ways it can be done. If you do it one way, it can be done like a chatat. If you do it another way, it can be done like an asham. Bala ovda biyad, if he wants to do the kmitza with his yad, without using the kli sharet, but to take it and burn it straight from his hands, ovda biyamin kechatat, then he needs to use his right hand like the chatat. But Bala Ovda B'Kli, if he wants to do it straight from the Kli Sharet, Ovda B'Smol, remember, he said it doesn't need to be, but you could, then Ovda B'Smol Ka'asham, then you can use your left hand like the Asham. So what do you see here? We already learned from Kodesh Kodeshimu Kachatat that if he does it with his hand, he has to do it with his Yamin. So it can't be coming to teach you that because he learns it out from a different drasha. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, we're stuck with this, our last thing for today. What do we need this gzeira shev of yad yad for? Lo nitzracha ela lekometz de minchat chote. It's specifically for the kmitza of the minchat chote. Now remember Rabbi Shimon's whole approach to the minchat chote. What did he say? That you might have thought, right? Salkadat ha-chovil v'amar Rabbi Shimon, shelo yehei korbano muhudar. Remember he says, you might have thought that on the minchat chote we'd penalize you and you'd have to do more, bring the shem and the levona and all those things. But we didn't want his korban to look so nice, and that's why he doesn't have to do all those things. Ki kametz leinami b'smol titkasher. We might have thought, since his korban doesn't need to be mihudar, maybe it doesn't need to be done b'smol. Kamash malan yad yad, to teach you, dafka the minchat chotei, which you might have thought could be done b'smol, has to be done b'yamin. Otherwise, we have another drasha to teach a min, but this one is specifically for the minchat chote. Okay, that's it for today.